Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Your phone calls are coming up in the next segment. We're talking about the U.S. being surpassed by China next year as the main economic power worldwide. Has been done by design. The big news is U.S. FCC chief Patel's pledge to police to have internet fast lanes. That's FCC-controlled new internet, too, that is openly a surveillance grid so the police have live Wi-Fi video feeds everywhere from their drones and the rest of it. But it's being done to keep us safe, so we need to do that. And they're already building Internet 2 with the police. Will you guys print me Mikhail Phelan's articles from a few months ago about police caught stealing cell phone data? I think was the headline, but really it was putting in their own grid. It was those articles. Remember those? And they were huge viral videos and articles. And the police responded saying, you're right, it is illegal what we're doing. It was a Homeland Security grant. We're going to turn them off. But then they didn't turn them off. They just did the military tactic of saying, we turned them off. The threat's over. Go back to sleep. Like a wolf creeping up to the sheep. The sheep sees the wolf 10 feet away, and the wolf goes, I'm not a wolf. I'm not a wolf. Go back to eating. I'm friendly. Let me give you a back rub. Let me just get my teeth around your neck. And then start shaking the sheep, blood everywhere. Next sheep sees it and goes, oh, I just gave him a back rub. You know, that red stuff everywhere, that's good. That's a, you know, he's fine. Let me get my teeth around your neck. You know, there's no tyranny. Everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. And if you guys can't find that headline, just go ask Gucciardi and he can find it. Or just I'll do it. I can't remember the exact headline, so it'll be an issue. It's like police suspend use of, there it is, exclusive. Government documents reveal DHS domestic spy takeover. And I think that was the second article in the group. But, yeah, print me that one. And we got all their documents from our source inside the Seattle city government. We'll just leave it to you that way. And it's totally illegal, totally criminal, totally evil. But, hey, we got to have our own new internet for the police. I mean, it's for the police. No, they're going to force the entire internet onto this, and this is just part of it. And the FCC has never had jurisdiction over the internet, and they do not need jurisdiction over the internet and over cable TV and over movies. It's over broadcast, and it is a bureaucratic power grab, and we need to strangle it in its crib. Kill this attempt. Just like they tried to this year pass a law to shield journalists that every analyst looked at, every law professor looked at and said, this ends the shield for journalists unless you're knighted by the federal government by a panel set up that Obama runs that's going to go around inspecting everyone that the Boston Herald last week called free speech killing and chilling. Free speech killing and chilling. Not me. I mean, it's all, folks, they are lined up like Hitler on the border with Poland, getting ready to totally invade, okay? You think all this tyranny is a big deal now? This is just the warm-up phase as the front-line psyop soldiers of the globalists size everybody up, get the chemicals in the water to size us up, get us softened up. They are setting it up, ladies and gentlemen. Authorizing the domestic army psyops, CIA psyops, turning their Media Matters operatives loose. And that's why you're going to see attempted attacks on Infowars.com and anybody else that's real. And we know where the attacks are coming from. And when those attacks come, we already have it all planned to be released and detailed and documented. So we're ready for when the enemy attacks to have that magnify what we've really done and actually expose their whole operations. We're aware of three different operations to infiltrate, undermine, and try to stop operation. What do you think? We don't expect that to happen? Well, we play dumb with these operatives so we can get all the intel on them? Oh, I'm coming in over the main target. I can see the flak clouds. I'm going to steer to the center, and I'm going to release my payload directly on the enemy, and nothing's going to stop us. We're going in.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it's in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com. And for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We are here live. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we are using our phone system today, totally producing the show out of Austin, Texas. And the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. We are going to be going to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. But I first wanted to get Paul Joseph Watson on the broadcast. For several reasons. I got a lot of great writers, Kurt Nemo, you name it. They all do a fabulous job. But Paul Watson probably writes 3-4 articles a day. I'm not even cracking the whip to get him to do that. He lives liberty, joining us from London. But a lot of times the articles he writes end up getting picked up by DrudgeReport.com because Drudge really likes his writing, I guess, and also by a lot of other publications. So I'm going to ask Paul to also do a video on this. And I'm also going to ask my other writers to get on this beat. And I'm going to ask the Nightly News to cover this because InfoWars by itself, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, may be able to take this integrated group of news reports and get it out to the public so there can be a national debate about this, like we've done on so many other issues, so that we can try to stop what's happening. Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls after that. When I tell you that we covered this 15 years ago, it's not to toot our horn. It's to let you know that this is a fact, what you're about to hear. And that I'm going to give you some of the breadcrumbs to follow so you can go look this up yourself very easily. I'm talking to journalists and others out there as well and members of Congress that listen so that we can formulate a plan to beat this. Really, not a lot of other folks are doing this up until now, so we need to do it. Sometimes it doesn't even mean that you're that smart or you're that great. You're just willing to do it. It's kind of like I wrote the article that took me weeks to write. I forget the exact title, but I was, I think it was Patriot Act Destroys 7 of the 10 Bill of Rights, an analysis. And I had constitutional lawyers on later who said, no, this is an excellent analysis. And it spurred the movement to then get hundreds of jurisdictions, and I think it was like 20-something states, to pass laws saying we won't comply with the Patriot Act and we'll arrest anybody trying to carry out the Patriot Act. This is totally unconstitutional in our state. And that's an example of not bragging. That's an example of saying I won the Project Censored Award second place that year, a year after that article came out. It got republished in newspapers all over the place. Lawyers went and looked it up because the lawyers are busy all trying to have as many clients as they can try to make money. So constitutional lawyers, people went and read my analysis, and they wrote blueprints off that confirming what I'd said. Because I would go to the subsection, I'd go to the U.S. Code, I would show sneak and peek, I would show no warrants. I mean, I would show what it really said. Because no one was saying what the Patriot Act was really doing then. We had to discredit that piece of legislation. And so I'm saying that so that other media people, there it is, total police state takeover, the secret Patriot Act 2 destroys what's left of American liberty, a brief analysis of the Domestic Security Enhancement Act of 2003, also known as the Patriot Act 2. That's another one. That's another analysis that I wrote about Patriot Act 2, but it's good as well. And then I sourced all my claims and showed the subsections. And that's a press release. I paid to have the press release put out nationwide. I think like $2,000 to have it put in so many newspapers and so many press releases and so many faxes. And that was back even before there was such a glut of information like there is now. It would really have an effect. Those press releases don't really do that much now, but we still do them sometimes. But I digress. I want to go to your phone calls. I've got Paul Watson on the line because I really want him to do an article today about this, tomorrow about it. We wrote an article that went viral a few years ago, six, 7 years ago, about MySpace-type internet sites are the Trojan horse of internet takeover. And we explained that MySpace and then Facebook and other sites that were coming were giant platforms like YouTube in the future, where only those big platforms will be given free internet access. Everything else will be in a slow lane. And then the fast lane, you will have to waive your rights, thumbprint, biometrically ID. You'll be able to be taxed, traced, tracked, controlled. And then they will phase out the old free Wild West internet that they've already released the keys to and the back doors to allow it to be destroyed and fall apart. They can punch a few buttons, folks, and bring down large parts of the internet. It was supposedly designed to not be like that. DARPA designed it so that other people on the outside can't take it down, but that they can take it down. And then Google, Microsoft, Apple, a handful of universities, Cyber Command, Homeland Security, the NSA, and Northcom, they all have, it's less than 20 keys. This is admitted, by the way. And they control the rings of Mordor to be able to actually take the web down. But they can selectively take it down, just like the communist Chinese do. There's the headline. MySpace is a Trojan horse of internet censorship, media elite, last gasp of effort to save crumbling empire, 2006. It's one of the first articles DrudgeReport.com ever linked to with us. on our cruddy-looking old InfoWars site. 8 years ago, Nimmo updated it, made it look great. Now it's an old design. We are very close to new designs. We tried a bunch. We're coming out with a good one the next week. So get ready. The site looks not too good today because it's 8 years old. Looked great 8 years ago. We're about to update it. That's another side issue. PrisonPlanet.tv looks updated and modern. PrisonPlanet.com looks more modern. Side issue. I'm just talking about what we're doing. So here's my assignment to watch into the reporters, to the other great reporters. We all need from different angles, and the next issue of the magazine needs to be about this. You know, the death of the free Internet is here. Fight for the Internet or it's dead. The next magazine needs to be on this. Not the one coming out this week, but in a few days that the truck's about to deliver, and the digital version as well, but next month's needs to be not the May issue, but the June issue needs to be on, do you want to keep the Internet free or do you want to pay taxes and be more surveilled and have the public NSA-ification of the Internet happen? And the way they're going to do it is claiming Internet security after the NSA released the encryption keys 3 weeks ago to the Internet with Heartbleed. It'd been out for 2 years, but they announced the codes and where you could get them 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. And this is all a setup, and it's now come out in publications, in CNET, that, oh, the government knew about Heartbleed, let it happen. They didn't know they did it. And they did Stuxnet, and I told you that first. And it's come out the FBI runs most of the worms and most of the takedowns and most of the backdoors that the criminals also exploit so they can later just blame the criminals. So the whole thing's compromised. They're getting ready to shut down and cyber attack the old Internet and only let their new Internet operate. And then when it comes back up, after a few months, you won't remember InfoWars, or most people won't. In fact, InfoWars will get bigger out of this, because we're kind of last man standing. Any attempt to shut us down will only make us explode like a beach ball 50 feet under the water when it goes to the surface. But all the medium sites, the small sites, the big giant floods of activism that you see, that's going to be shut down. We're going to skip this network break. This is so important. That I'll spend, you know, $3,000 to skip, $4,000 to skip this break. I don't care. We're doing it. We're going to Watson. Here's how they're going to do it, a part of a constellation of attacks. They're putting in NSA fiber and Google fiber everywhere that's hooked into police snooper boxes that grab all your data out of the air. And we put that article up on InfoWars.com. We broke it months ago with secret documents out of Washington State given to us from inside the city that was illegal. It turned out the police were doing illegal stuff, grabbing everybody's data without warrants, and they shut it off, they claimed. But it was part of a federal plan. That ties into this. White House wants Chinese-style ID system for Internet users. They announced that 2 days ago in the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace. Who's going to administer it publicly? Because the NSA and NORTHCOM have a bad name. U.S. FCC chief details pledge to police to Internet fast lanes. Oh, they've got to have lifetime HD video and face scanning and license reading and their own Internet that never goes down, that's built into government and university backbones. That's been the Internet 2 cover plan for 15 years since I learned of it in 1999, reading from the Internet 2 meeting that they had in a major city, I forget which one, and someone that attended it sent me the 100-and-something page booklet about, well, you can go to Internet 2's own website. It says, the Internet is dead. We're going to get rid of the Internet and force you onto the new one. We're going to tax everybody, big corporations. It's going to be like cable, pay to play. Remember I warned you of all this? Oh, it'll never happen, Alex. And now it's mainstream news that, again, Boston Herald, new government agency to watchdog hate speech in broadcast and Internet is chilling and free speech killing. And, I mean, it's just going on and on. They're trying to license journalists. It's all happening, okay? It's coming. It's here. And if we don't run around and get upset about this and counter this, we already killed SOSPA, CISPA. Now they got a secret treaty that got leaked, this Asian-Pacific partnership, where it says that the corporations will say if you can be on the Internet or not. They're given the keys to the Internet. The keys are being given to the UN right now. All this is happening now. See, people say, Alex, you jump around a lot. That's because I'm smart. They train you, and the psychologists and everybody say you're supposed to hold one thought in your head and be like an insect and focus on one thing at a time. if you just look at an article where they're telling you how great this is, you'll never know it's bad. You've got to look at the whole way they're attacking and undermining systems with internet taxes, internet tracking, internet data mining, internet control, new internet too. So this is how they're going after it. And I need Paul Watson. We're going to your calls. I skipped the break. Dirk, Michigan Patriot, Les, Scott, Matt, Steve, Jeff, Bud, Tony, Chad. I'm going to all of you here in just a moment. I need not just Paul Watson, but you out there to make YouTube videos about this. I need you out there. Paul Watson wrote an article in 2005 that Google put out a press release to shareholders saying, we're listening to everybody's computer and have their video cameras on, watching them, and if we see a dog, we have dog food ads pop up. And then we started noticing, just the last 2 years, they started doing it, where if you talk about dog food or talk about wanting a stand-up desk, but you're not even typing it in, within an hour, a stand-up desk pops up. And the contract says they're allowed to listen to you. Do you understand the magnitude? And people go, there's not enough people to listen. It's AI computers. Please listen to me. And people called in going, you're a kook. Even when I had the press release from Google.com. Okay? They're coming for the internet. And by the way, that means you think they're only shipping our jobs to China, shutting down our power plants, raising taxes where you can't compete, Obamacare, all the rest of it to shut us down. You think that's anything, folks? They're going to shut off all the small businesses from the main internet. You're going to have to pay exorbitant prices, a corporate tax to get on it, just like Obamacare is a corporate tax. And the big globalists are going to be exempt from that. And they're being subsidized by the NSA spending more than $50 billion a year with university money and Homeland Security police grants to build the local systems under police grants and under Threat Fusion Center grants. We're talking billions per city, folks. They spent $4 billion in Boston on cameras in the last 5 years. It wasn't for cameras. It was for AI systems that then hook into the super fiber from Google and AT&T, which then processes it at the NSA centers, which are Google and AT&T. Remember, oh, the CIA and NSA are buying the servers at Amazon. Oh, they're working with Google at the secret NASA base. They are the NSA. They are the corporate Borg. It is a AI takeover. It already happened. You understand that? The internet's already self-aware. It's a neural interface with humans. It's a machine-human grid with 5 billion people estimated to be online right now of 7.5 billion giving your thoughts and everything you know into the machine, you literally giving your essence to it. It's already aware. It's already taking over. It is driven by the globalists, interfacing it with the keys to control it. It was forged by them as a ring of total control, wedding you to the end of humanity. Do you understand the emergency transmission? Is it clear? Do you read me? I know it's fantastic. It's all public, but I told you about it before it happened. So when I tell you other stuff that isn't admitted yet, you better listen to Alex Jones. Do you understand that? I have analyzed their entire operation. They are public about it. All you got to do is believe Bill Joy. All you got to do is believe Bill Gates. All you've got to do is believe Prince Charles and John P. Holdren and Eric Holder and Ray Kurzweil. And every single one of them, every single one of them knows the plan. They're in on it. They're taking over. And you and I don't have a place in that future. We're going to your calls, but Paul Joseph Watson, I know you're on phone. You didn't have time to get to Skype. Do you hear what I'm saying? We've got to create master articles that aren't even written like news. We'll link to all the proof that are emergency warnings. We need a sense of urgency, a sense of dramatic energy that represents the threat we're facing.
Well, what people don't realize, Alex, is that the Chinese proposed a similar program to this White House strategy for trusted identities in cyberspace back in 2007. It was Chinese ID system.
They were honest in 2007 in Australia. They called it the Chinese plan.
Yeah, and it basically government permission to use the internet based on your personal identity, the complete abolition of anonymity. It was rejected in communist China for being too authoritarian. 2 years later, Joe Lieberman comes in and says we need to censor the internet like China does in times of crisis, which of course means whenever they want to crush dissent when there's about to be a riot. And then shortly after that, they come in with this national strategy for trusted identity. It's basically replacing all your passwords for all the services you use on the internet with a centralized government ID, a biometric ID card.
Absolutely, for the privilege of communicating, the privilege of the new private corporate internet that we've all paid for, and then three times, just like YouTube, if they say you've done something wrong, no appeal, you are cut off from commerce, put in a non-electronic ghetto to literally starve and have your head clubbed in, or put in a forced labor camp.
And it's first going to be for government services like food stamps and welfare. Then they're going to introduce it for other things. I mean, there have been academic studies recently that prove the comments below news articles have a massive impact on whether people believe the actual content of the article.
So they're getting rid of the comments.
Getting rid of the comments. So once you've got that centralized government ID that gives you permission not only to use their services, but merely to comment on the internet, then they can control and police thought crimes that way, such as, you know, criticism of immigration policy, which we now fear could be in this new hate crime act of 2014.
Well, it's all being announced, Watson, so we need to integrate it into a bullet point article and just hammer it and hammer it and hammer it and hammer it so people understand what we're facing. Do you agree with me?
Exactly. There's also something else that ties into it, which is a video report which I just did. Man arrested for criticizing Islam. Political leader charged with hate crime for quoting Winston Churchill. This is a mainstream political leader in Britain. Got up in public with a bullhorn, quoted Winston Churchill about Islam. Wasn't racist in any way, wasn't inciting violence. One person in the crowd complained. The police arrested him, charged him with an aggravated hate crime for quoting the British Prime Minister who supposedly defeated totalitarianism in Britain, and now they arrest him for quoting Winston Churchill. Absolutely chilling.
And of course, his quote was, he was saying there's elements historically of Islam that are barbaric. You could say that about any group. And then every time we criticize authoritarian Islam, people comment on the side, how dare you be anti-Islam? Listen, here's the deal. Even if we were anti-Islam, which we're not, it's our free speech right. But they arrested the guy that made the little short movie about the Prophet Muhammad. And it's the same deal where now they banned Michael Savage from England because he criticizes radical Islam. And you can take the extreme of Sterling and the Clippers, kicking him out of his job and his ownership. That can be extended now to using the word bossy. If Michelle Obama is offended, you get made homeless. This is Soviet-style tyranny. Paul Watson, thank you so much. I want a maximum push on this. This FCC is the FCC takeover of the internet to hand it over to the NSA grid, taxation control. We've got to warn everybody. We've got to make a big deal out of this.
Okay, we'll get it done.
And you know, they're moving with that Pacific partnership that's got the secret documents that came out. Thank you, Paul Watson. Now, I'm going to race through your calls when we come back. Dirk, Michigan Patriot, Les, right down the line. I'm going to go to you 1 minute, go to the next person. I really want to go to a bunch of calls. We're going to be taking your phone calls. Briefly, before we go to break, because I just skipped the break, we need your support spreading the word about this broadcast. That's number one, because the number one mission is get the word out. Number two is fund the reporters, the camera people, the bandwidth, the equipment, the building, and the new projects. We sell the best products at the lowest prices, whether they be dash cams, high-quality water filters, incredible supplements, incredible pro-liberty T-shirts to spread the word, meet like-minded people. Shop with the good guys. Check it out today. And I want to thank all of you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. We have high-quality survival storable food from the folks at My Patriot Supply. It's all there. A huge market center and a lot of it made in America or in Canada. And we also get stuff from Mexico, from the Chiapas folks. A lot of great things. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Just called us. He's been a CIA contractor, extremely famous, from Vietnam right through the Bay of Pigs before that. That's how long he's been flying. And you say, how can he still be doing that, even though he testified to major committees in Congress about government corruption, you name it? Well, there's a light side of the CIA and the FBI, you name it, left over when they weren't as bad, and he's protected to a certain extent, and he's given intel, and he's also still allowed to fly weapons. And he told us See, I don't toot my horn, folks, because that's all I would do. Unless I have to tell you we know what we're talking about. I remember he was on, I don't know, 3-4 months ago, and he broke down all the Benghazi stuff, the emails, the White House knew, where the guns were being sent. Now all those emails have been released. The Justice Department just subpoenaed him, but only to find out what he knows and gag him. And he's freaking out. And they're saying, how did you know that? Basically, national security violation. So they're coming after a whistleblower. I mean, what you think? I bring Tosh Plumlee on. People don't know his name, folks. He's like super famous if you know about intelligence agencies and things. Flying into war zones all over the world. I mean, he's a living fossil. He's been flying weapons since 1957. How many years is that? Flying weapons and black ops all over the world since that's 57 years. That's longer than that. The point is that I got Skousen coming up. You know what? Skousen will be fine with it. Let's see if we can get Plumlee. I said get him on tomorrow. This is too important. See if you can get Plumlee on the last 15 minutes or so. Skousen will be all right with that. Because this Benghazi thing is really big. See, I say I want to go to your calls, and my head is just spinning at this point. And see, my brain, why didn't I think get Tosh Plumlee on when everything he said turned out to be true? And we've had, like, the biggest Benghazi whistleblower on. And by the way, I'm only alive because of your prayers and that there are good people in government. The criminals in government are afraid to kill us or set me up because they know that people will blow the whistle. I'm too big a target. But I've gotten to the point, and I've been told this, that it doesn't matter. Sometimes you get so big, you got to be dealt with. Well, that's just the way it is then, isn't it? Just like Tosh Plumlee said, he loves his grandkids. And he's old enough where he just doesn't care anymore. And he said that he basically delivered, he can't say all of it, troops and weapons, including what he called high-energy weapons, to Al-Qaeda. Now that's all public. And then he talked to the other pilots. I mean, when we've interviewed him, ladies and gentlemen, he's been on the tarmac leading groups of aircraft. And he's like, I told you I got to go. And during the break, all right, I got to go. And they're taking off lines of weapons. I mean, the guy is calling us as this is going on. And they're all totally angry. You saw the troops, including majors and people, showing their ribbons, saying, I will not fight for Al-Qaeda in Syria, Infowars.com. I mean, do you think the military likes it? Do you think the special ops people like going to airfields? And see, the government was so arrogant under Obama. They were having the troops and the mercenaries actually deliver the weapons to Al-Qaeda, who would smart off at them and say things like, I'm going to kill you later. Remember they were in Libya holding up signs saying, next Syria, and then next Tel Aviv, next New York. We're going to kill you with these weapons. And now it's in the news they've got heat-seeking ground-to-air missiles. I mean, imagine the troops are having to deliver weapons to Al-Qaeda, who are smarting off at them. I mean, you imagine the disconnect with the Obama people? Because none of these people have ever been in combat. They're just a bunch of lying, oily scum that may know how to run Google algorithms and rig the stock market and rig everything. But it's like all these politicians go in and go, what's a scanner? They don't know anything. They all have butlers, folks, their whole lives, most of them. They don't know anything. They think they can send U.S. Special Forces to train Al-Qaeda in Western Iraq and that the military is not going to flip out and go, Alex Jones is right. It's gotten to the point where Joseph Farah's in here, who didn't believe me, you know, 10 years ago about Al-Qaeda and the CIA, and they're going, you're right, because it's all out in the open now. Because the globalists went too far. They think you're stupid. And I'm not going to go to the airport and sit there and have some idiot being radiated all day want to touch me to make sure I don't have a bomb. Give me a stinking break. I'm innocent until proven guilty, and your terror threat is fake and is a power grab. And I'm not putting up with it anymore. And nobody is. I mean, this is getting so ridiculous. What more are we going to put up with? I'm going to your phone calls. I'm shutting up. I'm going to move quick. I want to get to everybody before Skousen. And, you know, I hear Plumlee every time he's on, he starts getting mad and starts going, I'm sick of this. I don't even want to have to even prove all this. He's criminal. Because he's risking his life, folks. He's from Texas. And I'm sorry, that's how we act, old-fashioned Texans. We're nice as you can be out if you're out having a glass of iced tea with us, or we're out playing horseshoes or out riding around or doing whatever. But, man, we got to fight some tyrants. We're sick of it. And I know exactly why he starts getting mad and just starts. Because he's got to risk his life because all these other cowards won't stand up. And it's not fun having to do this, but somebody's got to do it. And I'm not going to sit here and watch my country gutted by a bunch of criminals. People say, oh, man, that guy's weird. He gets angry. You're supposed to get mad. I'm sick of it. What is wrong with everybody? We're all in grave danger with criminals running things, ladies and gentlemen. These criminals hate good people's guts. You better figure that out right now. All right. Let's just go to Dirk in Tennessee. Dirk, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Skin that smoke wagon, Alex.
How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, man. I'm all over the map today, too. Just a couple of things. You said the world's going by at a fast pace right now. It couldn't go by any faster, could it?
No, it's all going into warp speed.
I mean, we've already forgot about Flight 307. No one even hear about that anymore.
Yeah, no one even cares anymore of the government. I mean, people care, but what do you do? They're all a bunch of crooks at the top. They get away with everything.
Exactly. But one thing I wanted to say, too, is about the glyphosate, or what do you call those mines?
Glyphosate, yeah, that's in the water supply.
They're telling nursery men here in Tennessee that stuff's not too bad. You can almost drink it. Talking about Roundup. They're telling the glyphosate they're nothing. Don't worry about them.
When I was a kid and that stuff first came out and my dad had me doing the yard, he was a wily guy, but still bought into science, well, that would be good. And he's like, no, son, don't worry too much about getting that on your legs or whatever. When he had me out killing weeds, this stuff, you know, they say you can drink it. That is a PR line. Yeah, you can drink it and your prostate will turn into a giant cancer and kill you. You can drink it and your breast will rot off.
No kidding. Right. That's all I wanted. Good job today, buddy. We appreciate you.
God bless you. Yeah, it's just incredible. No, that's a PR line about Roundup. Glyphosate. What's that movie? I don't like his politics, but that movie's accurate. Where he's a lawyer, George Clooney, and it's about Roundup, where the lawyer finally just can't be evil and be killing everybody with a Roundup, so he's going to settle the case and admit it's poison, even though they have the data of it in the well water, and because he's talking to this girl who's lost her family from it. And he freaks out and starts telling the truth, so they kill him. And that's how it really works, folks. But let me tell you something. They can't get us all. You understand that? They can't kill us all. Let's go ahead and talk to Les in Missouri. Les, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, good morning.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for holding.
Thank you. I've been an industrial electrician. I'm retired now, so I've been around for a few years. And I have built machines in the United States, in huge factories, not only Ford, GM, Tyson, you know, I've been around, and I've done them all over the United States. And you no sooner get done with them than they say, well, tag them and break them down, because we're going to ship them. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And you know where they all went?
China.
China. And I've got a buddy that works for a large production company that does chickens, and he's been to China for the last year. And now USDA comes out and says, hey, guess what? We can ship chickens to China, and they can, you know, remanufacture the chickens and bring them back to the United States. So, you know, why is the American people hell-bent on just being, you know, slaves?
Well, they don't know to read and only buy chicken produced in the U.S. They don't have common sense, and we've all grown up in it, so it's been hard for me to move away from stuff made in China, but I've almost completely done it. Almost none of our products are made in China. We can't get a dash cam that isn't made in China. So the InfoWars dash cams are made there. We cannot get it. A bunch of stuff we sell is made in the U.S., or we buy it from indigenous people in Mexico or other areas. And pay a lot more because it's all been rigged. Again, China, not the Chinese people, they're being used, has been set up on record CFR said this 40 years ago, to move everything there, that's the future takeover system. They're going to use sucking the Chinese dry to build the world government and shut down everybody else, just like they're sucking America dry to do the same thing. It's not helping the Chinese to do this. They're worse off.
My worst problem is you know, like large companies like Walmart becoming so Chinese-orientated, you know, chances are the reason the chickens are going to China and being slaughtered in China and bring them back is because Walmart can't control Tyson.
Well, that's right, and they're authorizing beef in from all over the world with basically no inspection, but they harass the living bonkers out of all the small meat packers, so they're basically all gone, literally all gone. And I've talked to people that tried to go back into meat packing, and it's just if you have one violation as a small outfit, you're shut down. You can literally ship rotting slop out of a big facility, and it's just all been, all the inspectors have been told that you will let this stuff go out. I appreciate your call. Great points. This man, again, there's a few engineers left in the country, and all they're doing is building the factories to ship them to China, and we're done. It's over. And even MIT came out last year, you can type this in, and said the U.S. has lost the technology war. We can never reclaim it. It's been transferred to China and India. We sold our brainchild. We sold our infrastructure. It's gone. Only cutting taxes by 50-plus percent and basically arresting the people that run the Federal Reserve. I mean, if we stopped it all right now and said no to all the fake derivatives, but the bankers will just put the economy into a nosedive if we do that, hold us hostage like 2008. I mean, we are just hammered, folks. And a lot of people say, well, I'll just join the New World Order then. I'll just join the New World Order. There's not any slots in it, idiots. Everybody already sold out. And I'll use the porn analogy in an article I read in the Wall Street Journal years ago, and I've seen others since. You used to get $1 million a year if you were a top porn star. You really were a star in that sense that you were famous and made a lot of money in the 70s and 80s. Once video editing got cheap and all the young girls wanted to be stars and ran out there, women that look like Marilyn Monroe can't get more than $2,000 to do the most wild stuff you can imagine. So now they're not into porn as much, so the price is going back up. But it's an example. All you morons, and I'm talking to people that serve the system, not our listeners, who thought you'd sell out to evil and get ahead, you're idiots. Prosperity is what you get from a moral country. It's always been proven. Morality creates prosperity. Honor creates prosperity. But then it creates spoiled children and grandchildren. And then corruption comes in and cons the dumb grandkids. And then evil takes over. And then it sets up a police state so nobody can stop them. And then you go through hell again before you become a moral society again. People make fun of old-timers because they would. Most of the old-timers are dead now. Because they'd say, eat all your food. And you're really going to eat all that? And my grandfather... My dad's dead. I told the story 50 times. It's so powerful. Every time I saw him, when we go out to a restaurant or even eating, he would basically wait till everybody had eat until he ate. And or he would, if he went to a cafeteria or restaurant, he never ordered food, and he ate what everybody didn't eat. And it was because he grew up in the Depression, even though they were upper class, and saw people, you know, having to hunt to live. And then he went and saw people starving in Europe at the end of World War II. He was there during World War II, but after the starvation. And he told my dad, once you see starving kids, and we're going to see starving children. We're going to see mass death. They're going to release bioweapons, folks. I know what they're going to do. We're screwed. Let me just tell you, if we don't repent right now and break with these people, it's over, okay? But all these spoiled brats, America throws away 40% of its food. And me included. I don't eat stuff in the refrigerator and let it rot. My mother grew up where they ate everything in their refrigerator. And she still lives like that. I'm a spoiled brat. I'm not up here on Simon High Horse. I said I'd take your calls. I'm saying we've got to repent of what we've become. Pigs. Let's talk to Michigan Patriot in Michigan. Thanks for holding, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. You know, I'm calling. First of all, I want to let you know you're not a kook. I'm calling because I follow you and... I'm extremely frustrated. I'm frustrated that all you see on mainstream media is this junk about the Clippers and you know, I feel like America's being distracted. It's being distracted from Lois Lerner, from what's going on in Ukraine, what's going on with Israel, all these different things that are going on right now. You know, I'm hoping that we need to put a stop to it. We need to get people like Professor Griff on and give.
You know, I was watching, it was a YouTube, but it was audio, like a 30 minutes of an hour long show he did on Al Sharpton this morning. And I thought, get Professor Griff back on. Guys, can we get. Yeah, I'll just get him next week or something for like an hour if he'll do it or whenever he wants to. The video Skype's better. Or next time he's coming through town, thanks. Thank you so much, caller. I'm going to come back. Go to Scott, Matt, Steve, Jeff, Bud, Tony, Chad, Curtis, and a bunch of others straight ahead. Two more segments of calls, and Joel Skousen on for 45 minutes. Then we've got Tosh Plumlee, the CIA whistleblower on Benghazi.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com and, for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Come on, come on, come on. on, baby. Come on, come on, come on. Here I come again now. That's the Motor City Madman, great patriot, and a listener of the broadcast. He calls in sometimes. Needs to call back in. Ted Nugent, let's talk to you right now. Scott in Illinois, thanks for calling in. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. I've talked about a lot of stuff. What are you calling about today?
Oh, man, I just want to say thank you for letting me listen to your show for 55 minutes and 22 seconds longer than I could have south of Chicago. So if you need to know who I am or where I'm headed, talk to my buddies at the NSA. They'll let you know. But I got to be honest with you. 20 years ago, a buddy of mine gave me a book. It was called Who's Who, Me and Lee. Scared the living bejeebies out of me. But then I saw something on the web the other day after a buddy gave me a card of yours. Didn't even know who you were. He gave me a card, and he checked it out and looked at a nice little ceremony that was going on in the forests of California and connected the dots. And, oh, my God, you're right. So there's some interesting stuff going on. It is a worldwide government, and you know what? Sometimes you just got to bend over and take it because that's where we're headed. And I appreciate what you're saying. But the problem I have is, very few want to listen. And even if you do get the message out, very few care because they want to go back to their happy world, their all-you-can-eat buffets, and they're watching SportsCenter.
I agree with you, but there's a reason they're setting up a high-tech police state. They're going to take all the slop away, and the public is going to go crazy, and they're going to use that crisis to bring in total control. And so, just like your buddy gave you a card and you found this show, you can wake up sheeple and say, stuff's going to get crazier and crazier. If you want to know how the world really works, you know, check this out or check this film out. And the people that matter will wake up and take action. 5% started and won the war against the British. We have way more than that. God bless you. But on the subject of spreading the word, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, folks, you've absolutely got to share your membership with 11 people. 11 people can simultaneously log on with a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Share it. And believe we can change things. We have a lot of allies in the power structure who don't like what's happening. But we have to have courage as well. I mean, folks, I'm not that smart, and I've been like a wrecking ball to these people in 19 years. Constant success every time we take the field. That's what history shows. We are stronger than these people. But we've got to set our will against them. Let's go ahead. You know what that means, set your will against them? Look into that. Let's talk to Steve in Maine. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, hello, Alex. How are you?
Good, brother. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? Well, let me say it real quick. Got 60 seconds. I come from living the system way and ended up getting really sick. I went to 300 pounds from 168. On the end of it was 24 meds a day, 13 diagnoses. In last year of May, I basically broke away from it. I was listening to you since 2009. I've died, come back, had strokes, all
wow.
Works. And now I have one diagnosis, no medication, no, don't need a doctor anymore. And basically, it's all fear. They just try, oh, be careful, don't do this, you're going to die. Be careful, do this, you're going to die. Call me, do this. And it basically takes the creator, I mean, it just rips you apart.
Well,
and then
medical science is great if you got your leg broken, but it's true that the number one killer in the country now is prescription drugs, and they're screwing so many people up, and folks have deficiencies, you name it. Thank you so much for your testimony. That's an amazing story. In fact, I'll come back to you briefly to finish up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption.